As long as we're talking about hormonal therapy, and you know, as I mentioned, seems like maybe being given longer and longer. I'm curious what your thoughts are about the issue of adherence. You know, everybody's sort of part of the team, the surgeon seeing these patients, et cetera. I was amazed at the literature, some of it from your place, looking at the issue of adherence with hormonal therapy. And now, you know, maybe in the next few years, we're going to be talking about a CDK inhibitor sort of being added on top of that, another potential issue. Any thoughts about the issue of adherence, both in the adjuvant and metastatic setting?
Yeah. So adherence is poor for any chronic drug, and that includes anti-estrogen therapies we use in breast cancer. It's worth reminding ourselves what they mean by adherence. So, you know, adherence is usually defined in the clinical literature as something like taking fewer than 80% of the prescribed doses of medication. So if you have a woman who's on tamoxifen 5 days out of seven, she's actually not adherent. That doesn't mean she's not taking the medication, but she would meet criteria for not being adherent. So a little bit of the adherence numbers are kind of inflated because of the way they define this. Having said that, what's clear is that a lot of women don't take all the medication, and the clinical significance of that is still a little unclear. But what we've been interested in, and people like Ann Partridge have studied rigorously, and Dawn Hirschman and others around the country, are what are the contributors to not being adherent with the medication? So it's no surprise that women who have more symptoms are less adherent with medication. So one of the things we really work with a lot in long-term follow-up of breast cancer patients is to talk about, are you having symptoms and what can we do to mitigate them? Common symptoms, including bone and joint stiffness and achiness, vaginal dryness, generalized kind of malaise, weight changes, those are things that often discourage people from taking their medicines. And we do try to work with patients to help minimize that as much as we can. Sometimes that means switching from an aromatase inhibitor to tamoxifen or trying a different flavor of an aromatase inhibitor. Sometimes it means using sort of behavioral modifications to see if we can adjust how people feel. But that's a key piece of it. Another key piece is making sure people understand how important these drugs are. So in the literature, again, patients who perceive these drugs as less important are less likely to take them. And so if it's a really important drug for this patient, you need to remind them of that and why they're hopefully going to take their medication. There remain problems with access to drugs. So this is more of a problem in the U.S. than the rest of the world, but some people don't have insurance coverage or out-of-pocket expenses become prohibitive. And so trying to work around those things is important as well.